I'm Jack Lessenberry. When I was young, I was proud that I didn't live in Dearborn, whose mayor for life, Orville Hubbard, was a bizarre brawling clown who wore outlandish bow ties. Hugely fat, he would do anything for publicity. Pose with a boa constrictor, wear a giant paper bag, or straddle Michigan Avenue looking like a bargain basement Mussolini, you name it. He raised parakeets in his office and often sat there in his underpants. He humiliated department heads, once making one get down on all fours and bark like a dog. And he was a famously open racist. Everybody knew that his slogan, "Keep Dearborn Clean," meant keep it white. During the Civil Rights Movement, he was happy to tell the New York Times that he favored complete segregation to avoid a mongrel race. If African Americans were foolish enough to try to move in, he boasted that he had the police hassle them till they left. "I'm not a racist, I just hate the black bastards," he once said. Nevertheless, Dearborn loved him. He was first elected mayor in 1941 and was constantly re-elected by huge margins. Despite his appalling tendencies, he ran a city that provided amazing local services, including a summer camp and a retirement community in Florida. Never conventional, he left his wife and lived with Maureen Keene, a young local beauty queen turned mayoral aide who nursed him through his last term after he'd been incapacitated by a stroke. She then attempted to be elected mayor herself, but failed. Hubbard finally retired in 1978 and died 4 years later. In 1989, the city erected a statue of him in front of Dearborn's old city hall. Yesterday, they finally took the statue down and carted it away to the Dearborn Historical Museum. The people running Dearborn today were mostly relieved. Mayor Jack O'Reilly said there was a lot of damage done to his city's reputation during Hubbard's time. Today's Dearborn is at least one-third Arab American, and Dawood Walid, one of their leaders, told the Detroit News that Hubbard's vision is thankfully not the Dearborn of today. Yet, Hubbard was a complex personality. David Good, a former editor at the News, wrote a magnificent biography of Hubbard, Orvi, the Dictator of Dearborn. Last night, Good told me, "As appalled as I was by much of what he said and did, I liked Hubbard. I knew what he was and liked him anyway. He was a fascinating personality, never boring, by far the most interesting person I ever met." David Good thinks sending the statue to the Dearborn Historical Museum makes sense, though his first choice would have been the Henry Ford Museum's Civil Rights exhibit. Good said something else you should remember. "In a lot of ways, Dearborn wasn't that different from a lot of other lily-white suburbs a half-century and more ago, except for Orville Hubbard. Hubbard said stuff out loud that reflected the views not only of a lot of his constituents, but white folks in nearby suburbs as well." There's a lot of truth in that, and there are many people, black and white, who would give anything today for the quality of city services Hubbard's Dearborn provided. That, too, might be worth thinking about, even if it's good that his statue is gone.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.